McWilliams Summerline with you, 844-RADIO-US, 844-723-4687. Host 2018 at cyberdashline.com. And as always, you can get onto our Facebook page, facebook.com/cyberlinenet. Blink your eyes, it'll be here before you know it. It's Turkey Day. And of course, with Turkey Day comes Black Friday sales of all things tech. And our correspondent, Video Bob, has some things he wishes to point out that you need to go run and get.
So one of the biggest thing that I've been looking at this time around is, you know, they've always got TVs on sale. But where I've seen one very interesting deal for me that I want to get is they've got the Samsung QLEDs going on sale. It's a technology. So I love the technology. It's good technology.
Is that like the organic LEDs? Because I remember the OLEDs were a big thing.
No, they're definitely different technologies because the QLED is a fancy version, a high-end version of an LED TV. Now, they've got you're right. It's the quantum LED. But the way they do it, the colors are supposed to be more vibrant. If you go in and see the QLEDs, they really do look good. So there's no doubt that they've got it's a very high-end, very good-looking set. But it's not an OLED. An OLED is organic light-emitting diode, right, and that is where they generate their own light. Each pixel does. Not the same thing with the QLEDs. The QLEDs are still just an LED TV when it gets down to it, that they're backlit. Where you're finding the biggest changes in today's TVs over just a few years ago, is they used to use a cold cathode ray tube and put the light in from the side, right, and it back it up, but it was just a single light for the whole display. Now they're putting LEDs behind one inch squares on this, or 1 4-inch squares, but they'll put a light behind different sections of the screen, and then they're able to dim that light and allow the they can allow for a true black,
okay,
in that light does not light up if there's a black section of the screen.
So what are these deals that we have with the QLEDs?
Well, the QLED, the one I've seen, it looked like it was half price. They're running around, one of them's going to be $9.99, and that's not bad. I can buy it right now. That one was out of Walmart. I can buy it right now for, $1,000 basically. And it's going to be here November, Tuesday, November 27th was what it looked like for me. So then, they've got another one. That was for a 55-inch. 65-inch was like $1,300. That's pretty much half price. You don't see those prices right now. So those are fantastic. I'm looking forward to getting something like that. What about you? You going to go buy one?
I generally don't do the Black Friday deal. Unless it's something that a lot of times I used to hit like the DVD stuff, because that's how I've got all my Soprano box sets together.
Right, and another thing too, the all the off name brands. Yeah. If you don't want to go for the Samsung, that's fine. They're still, that's a lot of money. If you don't want to spend that, you can go buy a 55-inch set or a 65-inch set, and they're down to $200, $300, $400. Very low prices.
Now, I've noticed that in those price ranges you're talking about, the TCLs are really out there.
Yeah, they're really good.
And those are the ones that have the Roku software built in.
Yeah, that's awesome that they have that built into it, that you just get a Roku just built into the TV. But I'll tell you this, where that's concerned, I'm not necessarily on board with having to do that. Why? Because the sticks, you can go buy these Roku sticks so cheaply, and, hey, go buy this TV that has Roku built into it, great. And then if it gets to where it's out of date or something, go buy a stick.
Yeah, that's the thing that bothered me about the built-in Rokus. I love the idea, but as we know, we've gone through a lot of Rokus because, one, you run out of memory because they keep changing the software. And then you get to a point where it won't do anything anymore, and you're better off just having something separate. Now, speaking of the sticks, if you're a person that does QVC or HSN, watch very closely, because there has been in the past deals on the Roku sticks where they'll put together a package. My mother got one last year. It was two sticks, the remotes, the whole nine yards, everything ready to go for like $29.
Uh-huh.
And basically goes out to, what, about $15 or so per stick, and maybe even less than that. And basically you'll have one you could set up for your living room, and then the other one you can go put in the bedroom. And you set them all up, and you're ready to go. And I had to set them up. And I was really impressed with them. You plug it into the HDMI, it scans the TV and grabs codes, and now it sets your Roku remote up to actually control the entire TV.
Yes,
along
it does.
With the Roku. It's very sweet. So if you look at the Shop at Home channels, you may see special deals and stuff on Rokus that they're putting together as a one-off deal for the season.
You know, we're not like pushing, you know, you don't have to get a Roku. If you want Amazon TV, great. If you want, does Google make one?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think
I think they do.
No, they've got the Chromecast. I'm not a fan of the Chromecast.
I do like their
YouTube TV, but the Chromecast, because you have the way they have it where you have to push stuff from your phone, that's not what I'm looking for. But hey, if that serves your purpose, go for it. Not bad.
And no matter which one you get, any of the major apps that you like Hulu and Netflix and all of them, and even others, are all pretty much now done across all of the different platforms. So if you got an Apple TV, you pretty much are going to have pretty much the same stuff that you would have versus on Amazon. I can't remember what it was.
Uh-huh.
Any of the platforms, it's pretty much all the same. You're not going to lose
right. Well, you're talking about iOS versus Android or what?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Brain fart, sorry.
But these, Roku, the reason I went with Roku was just because it supported the YouTube TV I was looking for, and it was a good price. I'm like, I'm going for that.
And I like it too, because a lot of them are now coming out and building stuff onto it, and there's even software you make your own channels,
mm-hmm.
where Apple TV is proprietary, like it is with the rest of their devices, and Android ones, there's some stuff there that you can
And you know what? I didn't bring up Apple TV. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah. So we do have Apple TV, Amazon, and then, you know, Fire TV. And they're all really good. The Amazon TV, the biggest issues I've got with them is they, you know, there's this whole issue that they've got between Google and Amazon. There's a beef there.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. They really have good hardware on there, as long as you don't want to get... I don't know if they have YouTube, but I know that I couldn't get the YouTube TV on it.
Well, I heard that there was an issue with YouTube because they had taken all of the YouTube channels or YouTube Google stuff.
The big beef that Amazon and Google have with each other is Amazon took off all of the Google Home Mini stuff.
Because
they're selling their Alexa stuff. So they were like, oh, you're going to do that? Well, we're just going to make it to where you can't. Run our software.
And Google Shopping went fine. Then they took all the Alexa stuff off their end, and now it's this little war back and forth between apps.
It really is, and I'm not real thrilled about that. So, yeah, go out there. If you want to go with the high-end stuff, you know, look for the QLED LED deals right now. If you want to go to the low-end, boy, there's just so many good deals on TVs right now.
Yep.
And you're going to get yourself a great TV either way you go. I like the high-end nature of the QLEDs, but if not, then go the other way.
There was also a Vizio M-Series, and one of the things that was great about it was, apart from being available at Walmart, I think they were also available at Target, if I'm not mistaken. But one of the things that they had pointed out on it was a lot of times when you do these deals, they will take inventory that's discontinued. And they will turn around and they'll throw it out there as a Black Friday deal. And so when you go out looking the specs up on that model, whatever, you'll find out, hey, this thing's a couple years old or it's missing something because of the age. Well, one of the things that people will probably be gravitating to on this M-Series one that's out there, it's new. It's not a discontinued item or anything. It's still a new item in stock, and they're heavily discounting it.
Which one are you looking at in particular?
This Vizio M series, like a 55.
You know, you're right, and even on this QLED, it was the 2018 models. And do pay attention to that. You might as well get the latest and greatest models that are out there today, because they are running them on special TVs. I mean, because there's so much competition out there, everybody buys them. How many people really go for the high quality TV? I know we got the video files out there, and that's great. You want to go out there and watch some good stuff on TV, and I love that aspect too. But when you can buy, here's my example. How many of you go to the movie to watch 3D? You do?
certain movies.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I loved it when I first started doing it.
I'm not watching The Help in 3D and IMAX.
I loved it when I first started doing it, and I was like, oh, this is cool. And then when we left, immediately after I left the theater, it was like, I don't really remember all the, you know, it was like, I could have watched it in 2D.
You're like, ooh, that you were about the storyline.
And then I left, and I was like, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't that big a deal. Same thing with your TV sets, though. Is that, do you really want the high end? I mean, do you need that high end stuff? It's going to be at home. It's going to be there all the time, maybe.
And one of the things, when you go in there, the TV you're going to get, and in a couple years down the road, it's going to be something newer, and you're still stuck with that TV. And that was one of the things when I first got the Quasar that I got from Fry's when they first opened here in 1997. It was $300. It was a 32-inch CRT, heavier than all get up. Had a great picture, but I said to myself, you know, by the time this thing craps out, we'll be in digital TV. Uh-huh. And sure enough, 2008 rolls around, I buy my first Vizio LCD TV. By the way, that TV is still running, sitting on a farm in Ohio, and looks just as good as it was when I first brought it home. Meanwhile, the Quasar still kept on chugging into 2012. I got another 5 years out of it after going digital. So you can buy something cheap now, and by the time you get to something that's going to be high-end and changing over to ATSC 3.0 and all these other things that are coming down the pipe, it'll be time to buy a new TV.
Right. And sometimes spending the extra money really does pay off. It's funny you mention that, because this MacBook that I've got here, it was the most expensive computer I've ever bought. I've had it for almost 10 years now, and it's the cheapest computer I've ever bought.
Yep.
Because I've had it for so long.
Now, a couple of things I'm going to tell you about that aren't exactly Black Friday deals, but you might want to catch up on. One, Thanksgiving is going to be on this Thursday. If you are in an area that has a Kroger store or one of their subsidiaries, I'm trying to remember what they are. I think King Soopers and a couple others are in the chain. If you like prime rib roast, I'm talking holiday rib roast. Could be Christmas, could be New Year's, whatever.
Uh-huh.
You can get rib roast for $4.77 a pound.
Wow.
And this deal is good until Thanksgiving Day. Now, if you can't get it, that's okay. Go get a rain check. Because when they come in, the rain check's good for 90 days. I'm getting two of them. A buddy of mine in high school saw me post a thing on it on Facebook. Now he's got two. He said he got 70 pounds of meat that would normally have been at a regular price for about $30. Mm-hmm. So this is a very good deal at this price. And so if you want a little something extra, you know, you don't tire of the Christmas ham and all that, you want to try a little prime rib, and there's some great recipes on it, you can do that. Now, the other thing that's coming out is Keurig and Anheuser-Busch have launched a new product, and it's called the DrinkWorks Home Bar, and it takes the idea of the successful coffee pod machine and applies it to pre-mixed cocktails. It's similar to Keurig, except instead of a warm cup of coffee, you get a refreshing mixed alcoholic beverage. They're going to be at $2.99. Each cocktail pod costs $4. Launch is going to include 15 different cocktails, including a Moscow Mule, Margarita, Mojito, and Long Island Iced Tea. And you can have different sizes of 3.9, 6.5, and 8.1 ounces. They're launching in St. Louis, but by November 19th, the DrinkWorks website and a few select retailers are going to start carrying it, and it's going to go nationwide. Now, that is probably a gift that you get for somebody that they'll enjoy it for a while and then end up collecting dust. But still, it's a fun thing to play with. And so that's something you can look at as well in what's going on for Christmas.
Oh, cool. You know, while you were doing that, I was kind of searching through and found some of the Best Buy deals.
Yeah.
Best Buy deals do have some of the same things that I was talking about. Let's see. I was looking at Walmart earlier. Best Buy seems to have the same good deals that are out there.
Right.
You know, the other places I like to frequent would be Amazon. And then finally, Home Depot. But not for TVs.
What would you get with Home Depot?
Well, you know, hey, got to go and get my power tools. So
oh, there you go.
You know, the
now got, speaking of Home Depot, mm-hmm. if you're wanting to do an Internet of Things
or Lowe's, and, you know, but
I'm, yeah, and stuff like you want to hook your lights up to your Alexa and all things like that, Lowe's has a great selection of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they have displays where you can try them out and see how they work and everything in all the stores. And by the way, they're closing 34 Lowe's due to unperforming saves. We got one in Irving that's going to be having a going out of business sale at that store.
Uh-huh.
So check the ones that are going offline. You might be able to get some sweet deals in time for Christmas there as well.
Got it.
All right, we're going to come back. We'll talk about the lottery and elections. Cyberline with you. I ain't going to give out the numbers right now. We're getting ready to go. So anyway, I wanted to point out something here at the round table. You noticed a few weeks ago that over 300 million lottery tickets were sold in 4 days, and within hours of the drawing, lottery officials knew how many winning tickets were sold and where the winning tickets were sold and down to specific store locations. Have you noticed that people call in the Dancing with the Stars on that AT&T 800 number and make their votes, and was it a day or two later they know who's going home, or The Voice, or any one of those reality shows? But yet, 4 days after voting is closed, some voting officials don't know how many people voted, how they voted, who they voted for, or what the accurate results are. And somebody had posted this to me, and they said this: the U.S. election system is broken on purpose. And I hate to be a cynic, but as I look around, the lottery knows where everything is. You find them tickets, you scratch them off, and at 10 o'clock news, they tell you what those numbers are, and the Powerball is not yours.
Right.
And then you wake up the next morning, and there's the top of the hour news telling you that somebody in Hoboken, New Jersey, got the winning ticket. Not more than less than 12 hours later, we know who got the winning ticket, we know where the winning ticket is, and what store is going to cash in because they sold the winning ticket.
In this day and age, there is no reason for having our election system as bad as it is today. It should be easy to validate, you know, put checksums in there. I know that I've got a friend, he sits there and he says, when I leave, I want to have a receipt that says exactly what I voted for so I can take it with me.
Yep.
And okay, fine, great. But there should be validations every time you run these. If you're going to do paper ballots, I don't know why they would do paper anymore.
Well, funny you should mention the paper ballot, because I had been doing the computer ballot, and I have not gone in to computer ballot because this time I voted straight Republican ticket because Beto cheesed me off.
Uh huh.
And I wanted Cruz in there, because Cruz knows how to kill the internet and Beto doesn't. We talked about that some time ago. And normally I vote for the lower end. I maybe get up to the state legislation. Everything above that, except for propositions, I don't deal with. I don't have any control over it. I walked in and it was a paper ballot. I had to take the little pin, bubble in everybody, and then put it into the shredder. I mean, vote counter. And then it went. And I think a lot of people this time around went paper ballot because of they were concerned about the hacking and possible meddling by the Russians and everything.
Okay, I can see that. And if they do that, though, wouldn't it make sense that when you run the ballot through the reader, that it also would print something on the ballot itself, on the back, you know, not over, you know, not where it would overwrite anything, but you could run it through that says, okay, this one was read in at this time. Here's the checksum number.
I'm sure there's probably something they put on the paper ballot.
I don't know that they do.
But
what
caught my attention was they said something about there was undervoting and overvoting. And I'm like, what the heck is this? How can you overvote and undervote? If you undervote, that could be like, well, you just went in and voted for Cruz and O'Rourke, but you didn't pick anybody else. That's called undervoting.
Mm-hmm.
Overvoting, I guess, is, oh, I bubbled in one too many people. So that's considered overvoting.
Okay.
And then somewhere in there, there's the, what I like to call the voting. That's sort of like, well, did he vote for this guy or did he vote for that guy? Is that a hanging chad or a punch? I can't tell. That's kind of where that is. And it just amazes me, all of the things that we have that we could pull and extrapolate data on, i.e., thank you, Facebook. You know what we're talking about there, right?
Right.
And yet they can do that and find out, you know, what power tools you bought. Oh, and here are other things like power tools that you might want to buy, but yet we can't get a voting thing straight.
I know.
It blows my mind. And by the way, Florida, it's 18 years now. You think you could get it right. And then even with 91% of the vote from the 2016 election, Florida is still too close to call. They're afraid to now, and this is why.
Like that comment said, the voting system is broken on purpose.
Yep, and we need to do something to fix it, because if you could figure out where the lottery is and whether Blake had a good person in The Voice or not, you should be able to know whether your candidate won or not. All right, until next time we see you, which will hopefully be soon, good Turkey Day, those of you in the Americas. And in the words of the great immortal Orson Welles, we remain, as always, obediently yours. Good night.